While the asphalt and cement in cities can make them heat up more than the areas around them. It's called the urban heat island effect. Molly Samuel reports on a recent UGA study that asks what makes heat islands worse, density or sprawl.
It turns out it's not an either-or answer between sprawl and density.
They both can be really significant urban heat island producers.
Marshall Shepard directs UGA's Atmospheric Sciences program. What really makes a difference is how continuous the development is, if it's all concrete for miles or if there are trees and parks. Neil Debbidge is a grad student at UGA and the lead author on the study.
If we can break up the urban development, that would hopefully mitigate the urban heat island effect.
Debbidge says out of the 50 biggest cities in the country, Atlanta ranked 31st in terms of how intense the heat island effect is. That's probably thanks to all the trees. The paper was published in the journal Computers, Environment, and Urban Systems. Molly Samuel, WABE News.